I can't lie, sometimes randomly at night, my anxiety kicks in and I can't help but to let my mind ponder. And when that happens, eventually, I find myself writing a memoir to myself, and it's so captivating that if I put it on paper, I could possibly mess it up. So what choice did I have but to come and record? I made a post and I put it on Instagram. Strike a match and start a fire. Don't let the fire spread or burn out. I was also scrolling through and watching or looking at the names of the people that liked the post, and I got captivated by their names because everybody's trying to make it as the best version or a best version of themselves. You got fitness gurus, you have life coaches, you have chef, fire chef, cook it up in the kitchen. You have all of these beautiful people trying to be a better version of themselves, and this is a part of the process. That's how you start. Once you start, you keep on going. Life is not easy at all. And I'm saying all of this to say, usually when I scroll through the comments and it was a comment followed by negative energy, because you can feel negative energy. If you got enough power, you can feel anything. I would aid in it. I would gaslight. I'd read it. I'd feel entitled to say something back. Now I'm on a blocking spree and it feels good. Nobody's getting a conversation. Okay, that's your opinion. You can have that. Just not in this direction. Not in my way. Okay, I'm going to send it back to you. Now, going through life and elevating to a higher version of myself, I want you all to understand that getting to you in your destination takes time. If you don't know how to fly an airplane and you just learn how to drive a car, be careful, because the universe is protecting you and guiding you in the right way. Everybody likes to take shortcuts. Everybody likes to announce their moves. Everybody likes to run over stuff and don't know how to change a tire or ask for help because they're not connected with other people or know how to have a conversation. But you learn differently. So your route's taking a little longer. Your journey is taking a little longer. But eventually, you're going to arrive there right on time. When people wonder what happened to you, they'll say you went ghost, you went black, you disappeared. Why you aren't announcing anything? There's nothing to announce. Sometimes it's cool to be comfortable with your peace and to be comfortable with you. There's nothing you need to say right now. There's nothing you need to do. Enjoy being still, because when it's time for you to move, you're going to be all gas, no brakes. And you better pray that those brakes work so you can slow down. When you finally make it and you get everything that you prayed for, those are your blessings. Whether you want to or choose to share them with other people, that's up to you. And it's also so a way and a manner that you could do that. I do apologize that I have not been going live, but baby, I don't need to. I'm sending good energy out to all of y'all. Free your mind, free your body, decompress, drink some water, catch up with you, go down memory lane, find something that makes you happy, skip rocks, go jump out in the mud. Oh, I don't want to get dirty. Get in tune with nature. Baby, you came from it. You're going to return to it too. What makes me happy is I never gave up on me. Other people did. They never wanted to run laps around me because they couldn't handle the way that my pavement was made. And when they gave up, I was glad that they did, because they didn't need to be a part of me. And that applies to you. These people and places and things don't need to be a part of you and your journey. In order to elevate, you must separate. You must cut the things off that are hindering you and won't allow you to grow. Spread your seeds along the way. You are amazing. I don't know how many times you need to hear this or tell it to yourself, or you need confirmation from somebody else. You getting up every morning. A lot of people aren't. You slinging blessings. A lot of people aren't. You're a better version of you each day you continue to try. You remove that negative mindset and changed it to optimism. And look at you thriving and glowing, and people think it's vitamins and waters. You came out of a very dark place. You fought to get to you. I commend you. Round of applause. Congratulations. Your business is finally thriving. You took a step back. You isolated yourself. You leveled the playing fields because you thought you had to play with everybody else when really you were playing against yourself. And even if the old version of you came in second place and the new version of you is coming in first place, congratulate each place that you were in upon arrival. Don't let anything diminish you. It could take 10 years. It can take 15. As long as you start, why are you stopping? The only time you need to stop is if you need rest or to catch your breath. But understand that you have breath in your lungs. A lot of people are out here just surviving or trying to survive. They've never experienced kindness. If nobody had a real and stable and good relationship, then they are not in a position to tell you what a real and healthy relationship looks like. If they have not done that for themselves, how can they tell others? If they have not experienced pain, then how do they know what hurt is? Empathy and sympathy can go a long way. Stop being scared to connect with other people and have conversations. You know what? When the movie Nope first came out, everybody was ecstatic. Everybody went and saw it. I finally saw it the other day. It probably was Sunday. Me and my family just sitting there chilling. And we watched it like it just came out fresh. Because that was the time frame in which we needed to see it. We were in a personal movie theater by ourselves, enjoying it, noticing everything, experiencing everything. The human interaction gets out of touch sometimes, and I know social media is involved, but baby, when you need to take a step back and breathe and acknowledge you. There's not enough makeup. There's not enough clippers to cut a man's hair. There's not enough suit and tie. There's not enough definitions of what luxury and hope and joy is supposed to be, because you define those terms. That's what a terminology is. I see every day everybody is trying to make it in a different way. They're trying to escape reality, and there's no escaping reality when you come into terms that reality is you. You choose your reality. You mold your future. Winning, your version of winning does not have to look like my version of winning. And I'm not going to make you feel lesser than or equal to. Because, baby, I know what it took for you to make it. I know how many times you had to break. And some of y'all are scared to break. Y'all are afraid to break again because you know what happened the last time you broke. You thought you couldn't put together the pieces. Created a whole new you. Because sometimes we need to fall apart. Heavy on a get the meditation. Heavy on if you need therapy, get the therapist. Heavy on get a retreat or take relaxation or take a break away from social media. Nobody's going to miss you except for the people that were keeping up the mess in the hell and wanted to know your business constantly. Take a breather. Do something you're not used to. I'm not accustomed to being in a sea or whirlwind of people or crowds. I'm going to step outside of my own comfort zone because I've created that fence, that safety net of if I don't know you or talk to you, then I'm not going to interact with you or go to any event that you are having. But you know what? Networking helps in different ways. You can save a life and somebody could possibly save yours. I hope you all have a beautiful night. I hope you all start changing your mindsets, and I hope you all continue to be free and free being yourself.